This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
For nothing.
What makes this movement unique is we are taking on the corporate establishment. We are taking on the greed of Wall Street. The greed of the drug companies who charge us the highest prices in the world.
Elizabeth Warren, and I'm the woman who's going to beat Donald Trump. I am also going to help take back the Senate and put Mitch McConnell out of a job.
Lots of hot air. That's what politicians are famous for, though, right? And this was a very big soup. For Tuesday, Elizabeth Warren does not feature heavily in the win column. It is about Biden and Sanders, and it's mostly Biden when it comes to overall states. However, Sanders wins the big one in California and also picks up Colorado along the way, too. When you look at the column for Biden, he's got Alabama and Arkansas and Massachusetts, which would be Warren's stomping grounds. Also Maine, Minnesota, although I think Maine might be a little bit too early to call, Minnesota, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, neck and neck between Biden and Sanders right now. Sanders did pick up Utah, did pick up Vermont. Virginia went to Biden. And, of course, for the Republicans, I mean, it's obvious it's Donald Trump, although there were some other names on ballots here and there. But Trump picks up everything across the board in all of the states aforementioned. My name's Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in, welcome to the show. We've been doing this gig for 15 years and seen all kinds of crazy things when it comes to politics. But Super Tuesday is big because you have 1,344 delegates from 14 states that are there for the taking, and the people that are vying for that nomination, of course, include Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, former VP Joe Biden. I mean, they really are the two that it comes down to, but throw in your ex-New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, also Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, and it is all about the numbers, baby, because you have to have the numbers at the end to get the nomination, unless you have a big, giant challenge and a filibuster at the convention, which is highly, highly unlikely. So, interesting time for Democrats, to say the least, as Biden has now turned the corner since South Carolina, and things have gone a little bit differently for him compared to where he was just months ago when there was projections that, and it did look that way. I know we talked about on this show, it looked like, wow, Biden has just slipped away into the abyss. But this is why they do the delegate thing, because a lot of times it can obviously change. So the Tuesday stages are about claiming victory and picking up those numbers and then moving. But I think with Democratic voters, it's clear there is some division on electability, because for Democrats, it is about the number one issue is what? What is the number one issue? beating the incumbent, beating President Donald Trump in the general election. And that's what behind the scenes is being talked about. And who is that candidate that they think gives them the best chance, I suppose, to do that. Meanwhile, while all of that is happening, there still is massive conversation. This show is about what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in mine. There's massive conversation about the coronavirus and where are we headed with that, and who's coming up and down with it now, what are the numbers, what does that look like. And then also there was a horrific tornadoes in Tennessee that really just ripped up areas in and around Nashville. Very sad to see the video coming out of Nashville. I mean, just absolutely tragic, because you had the unexpected, I suppose, happening. In fact, if you listen to anything during the day on many of the stations that you're listening to me now, you certainly know that it was rough and still is rough, because the search continues for people there. More people have gone missing, etc. So many people were gravitating toward Bill Lee, the governor's Twitter account, to see what the latest is about neighborhoods and Red Cross and who needed help and what was happening and how devastating it is. In fact, here is what the governor had to say about the death toll.
It's a tragic day in our state, a sad day. There are 25 confirmed fatalities across our state from West Tennessee to East Tennessee. I spent the day touring and visiting with victims and walking through neighborhoods, and the devastation is heartbreaking.
Here's what I love about Nashville. It is not only just a cool city, but the people, as many do in this country, but the people immediately rallied to help however they could. The Nashville mayor, John Cooper, said that they out of nowhere got 5,000 volunteers to help rebuild. 27 companies immediately contacting Hands on Nashville to help. Already, a million plus has been donated to help, and that number keeps climbing. So the good news is that people are there, they're helping. The bad news is 25 people dead, the devastation, and what has been impacted is just horrific, because you had people that were killed in their sleep. I mean, so many of these touchdowns happened in the middle of the night. Especially hit hard was Putnam County, 19 people dead as of right before I went on the air. Wilson County, 3, Davidson, 2, Benton, 1, and there's still so many unknown number of people missing from Putnam especially. So search and rescue, they did it as long as they could until it got too dark, and then they'll be back at it again. But the tornado stories are incredibly sad. And like I said, so much of the problem is the fact that it happened overnight. So if you were lucky, you survived it. If you weren't lucky, of course you didn't, or your home didn't survive it. And it is the proverbial pictures that look the same no matter where you put them, where it doesn't matter if it's mansions, small houses, apartments, just smashed to smithereens. Germantown damaged, just ripped apart. East Nashville, a neighborhood there, ripped apart, where one side of the road, houses look okay, the other side completely annihilated. Very, very awful to see what's happened to those people. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way. The coronavirus, where are we now on those totals? We're going to fill you in on the flip side.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With auburn hair and stormy eyes.
Person from Wake County, North Carolina, traveled to the state of Washington and was exposed at a long-term care facility where there is a current outbreak of the new coronavirus.
Yeah, it's all about the coronavirus. So you heard Governor Cooper there, Roy Cooper, talking about what's happening in North Carolina. But North Carolina is not alone. Kate Delaney, hey, everybody. COVID-19, are you washing your hands? Are you taking that hand sanitizer with you? It's about time people wash their hands, for God's sake. I don't get that. I mean, it's very simple to do, but I've seen it. It's surreal to me that I'm in bathrooms and I see people just walk out and not wash hands. And then I certainly have learned from being in Grenada and at a virologist conference where they showed me, taught me, some of the best doctors in the world, scientists in the world, showing me, hey, this is what people do. And this was years ago. So this was, you know, 6 years ago. And now we see what's happening with this COVID-19. Amazon has an employee that tested positive for a virus. So immediately they're doing what so many other companies are doing. They're doing that shutdown thing. Unnecessary travel, all of that, forget about it. They're not doing that. The employee went home on February 25th, didn't feel well, has not been back to Amazon, but there were people who worked in close contact with the employee. So the risk of transmission for anyone in close contact with them might be low, but they could certainly come down with it. That's the problem with this COVID-19. And Washington State, of course, has the largest surge of the cases in the U.S. Many of you listening to us in the great state of Washington, including the scary hot spot, the nursing facility. 9 people have died in Washington as of the beginning of this show. The number of confirmed cases, 27. That shot up from 18 on Monday. And 231 people in the state are being monitored for the virus. So it keeps getting worse in Washington. I hate to tell you that. The World Health Organization says coronavirus death rate is 3.4% globally, higher than previously thought. South Korea, of course, one of the worst places, 5,000 cases. China confirmed some more, 119. I mentioned Washington because what's happening here. I mentioned that you had an employee at Amazon who tested positive for the virus. And then you have this Fauci warning. I got to tell you, Dr. Anthony Fauci, I like him. He's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and he's a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. So he said this. He said, we are dealing with clearly an emerging infectious disease that has now reached outbreak proportions and likely, ready for this, here's the ugly P word, pandemic proportions. Of course, if you look at this by multiple definitions of what a pandemic is, the fact is this is multiply sustained transmissions of a highly infectious agent in multiple regions of the globe, which he's right. That is the definition of infections and infectious diseases. So he did urge the public not to compare the COVID-19 to the seasonal flu, because the impact of the new bug could ultimately be worse, because people keep trying to do that. Well, you know, when you had the flu, it kills so many people, we just never talk about it. But the thing is, this is different. This is the unknowns. The good news is that most people are, when they catch it, they're catching it. So like the Amazon employee, the bad news is when people don't catch it and then they have a weakened immune system, that can lead to death, and that's what we certainly have seen. So I did a little unofficial polling based on all the emails that I've gotten, and it seems like some of you are, of course, and I don't blame you, worried about this COVID-19 and how will it affect you. Well, you heard the governor of North Carolina. North Carolina's case is linked to the Washington State nursing home. See how it can spread. I mentioned the Amazon worker. You have Anna Wintour, the top fashion editor, arguably, in the world, self-quarantining herself after coming back from Milan, which is the fashion capital in Italy and is a ghost town right now. You have shoppers in New York City who are panicked because another case of the virus, the coronavirus, has been confirmed. So people keep asking themselves, where was I? What happened? And they try to figure out who they could have possibly come in contact with. And I mentioned that the meetings industry, as you know, I've taken the show with me to many fascinating or interesting places in this country and outside of the borders, too. And the industry, I like to say I'm behind this mic talking to all of you in the nation, which I love, is my passion. And then the other thing that also helps pay the bills is I'm on a stage talking about what we're talking about on this show and doing the motivational thing, in a sense. You know, my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, is about how do you overcome that rejection and et cetera. So business conferences dropping like flies. Done. You got thousands of people who travel to Las Vegas for business conferences. You have the South by South Festival in Austin, Texas, that's scheduled. You have the Olympics in Japan. So when you got that first case that broke out of the coronavirus in January, the hospitality industry gets racked by this because it travel and the broad net that you put out and the people that are going from country to country. The outbreak has spread to Europe, to the United States. The impact is widening. Companies that rely on world travelers for business and pleasure, they're struggling to try to predict exactly how it will affect them. So I'm going to give you an example. Hyatt Hotels. Ever stay in a Hyatt? They're everywhere. Hyatt Hotels withdrew their financial guidance for the year because of the circumstances that are changing, and what they say is the uncertain consumer demand for travel. So now you've got lots of corporations that are imposing restrictions on non-essential business travel, and the public is staying put. So conferences, hotels, and others are trying to figure out how they're going to contend with the escalating fears. And then you've got, think of Las Vegas. Besides what I mentioned, conferences, I lived in Las Vegas. Gambling, travelers, leisure activity. I mean, that's what it's about, right? Think about amusement parks, cruise ships. They're going to hit what kind of revenues? I would assume they're going to take at least a little bit of a hit, but they don't know what's going to happen, how long this nervousness and these problems are going to hang around. So you're going to see that Marriott, Intercontinental, Hyatt, I mean, their stocks are tumbling because of perhaps the broader decline in what will happen with travelers and conference organizers. Some of them are going forward, some of them aren't. I mean, there's a big business software conference that's happening in San Jose next week, and they say they're barring people from China, South Korea, Italy, and Iran. So anybody who's been to those places, they have to show a driver's license, passport to enter, to get into the event. Citizens from China and the places I just mentioned, they've got additional screening. All that stuff is going to have to happen. Wow, crazy. Facebook, Twitter, Intel said their employees are not going to South by Southwest, that big conference in Austin, but they insist that everything else is going to go on. That's what South by Southwest is saying. So there you go. I mean, they're also trying to think what can they do there, because conferences are saying they're going to distribute buttons or stickers that say no handshakes. So it's about networking, right? You're doing business. You're in the construction business. You're in whatever. And you meet somebody. Hey, nice to meet you. Would love to shake your hand. Won't touch it. But then what about the food and people touching the food? So I think there are a lot of dilemmas yet to be settled and solved in what's going to happen with hospitality, what's going to happen with people traveling, what plans are going to be put on hold. This show and myself and my family, we were going to Ireland again in May. Who knows if that gets iced? They haven't reported a lot of problems there, but of course they're a stone's throw away from where other people have the growing COVID-19. So the fears are up. Wow. So we have politics, a virus, and sadly, what happened in Tennessee. And we're going to mix in a little man cave talk. We need a break from this, right? So we're going to talk about sports. And actually, the virus has affected sports. We'll talk about that on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Continuing coverage of Super Tuesday balloting, and one of the Democratic hopefuls is dominating the results. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden having a very big night this Super Tuesday, winning in Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, Virginia, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont, Colorado, and Utah. As of this hour, we are still waiting for results from Maine, Texas, and California. Mike Bloomberg, who spent close to $500 million on TV ads, so far only winning in the territory of American Samoa.
Thanks, Robin. And several reports say Bloomberg is already reassessing his candidacy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Yeah. Setting up our own hoops in the house to get some exercise. Or perhaps watching our NBA favorites, if you are an NBA fan. Bucks co-owner Mark Lazary says the coronavirus will impact NBA player interaction with fans. He's saying that sporting events could possibly ban fans even if the virus worsens. I agree with him. How could you have all those people in one facility, one arena, one stadium? You can't do it because it would be just too bloody risky. So already in Europe, they've barred fans because of the virus, and the NBA might do the same if people get sick. So they're preparing for the fact that that could happen. And already there was an issued memo. An issued memo, meaning a memo just went out to the bloody teams, advising players to avoid high-fiving or giving fist bumps to fans and taking items to sign autographs. I talked about that on one of the previous shows. So, and then they gave them tips on hand washing. I love that there's tips on hand washing. People are adults who can't wash their hands. So here's the deal. You soap up your hands, you wash them for more than 2 seconds. Try to make it last for 30 seconds to a minute. Can we all agree to do that? Keep your bloody hands in the water with the soap on it. And then you just wash them. You know, you wash them. Can you hear me washing my hands? I'm going to demonstrate on the air. This is radio. Here we go. So I'm timing this out. I'm washing my hands as I speak. I'm washing them right now. And I just keep doing it. I'm going to teach you all how to do this. I know you can do it. And then, of course, the main thing is you want to have some of those towels close by and grab the towel, you know, those little ugly brown towels that are in paper towels that are in bathrooms all over the place. And so you get it, and then you dry off those really well-washed, I'm still washing them, hands. And then, by the way, when you grab the door, have another one of those little brown towels and grab the handle of the door with that brown towel, and you'll be a lot safer. Because so many people don't wash their hands. It's ridiculous. So, of course, sporting events, they would have to cancel if they start to see people getting sick. The Tokyo Olympic Games, I mean, if they have them, there's going to be less participation. They can't have that interaction. Then you got to think about this. How about the Republican and the Democratic National Conventions? The 2020 Democratic National Convention is in July. So, and that is in Milwaukee. It's the arena where the Bucks play. And so, will it impact the convention? There's a good chance, I would assume, that it could. And I guess it all just depends on what we see the spread looks like. So that's how, in the man cave, we'd be talking about that. Like, whoa, isn't it crazy? We just watched the Lakers beat the Sixers, and no one was in the stands, which they did, 120-107. I think LeBron James is just on fire. He already was on fire, but now he's added that extra level, I think, because of Kobe's death, that we're gonna win, we're gonna do this thing. So the Lakers are 47-13, and they started to turn it around at the beginning of the year anyway, but they really, really have done just that. So it's pretty interesting. NBA, I would think, could be affected. Of course, then you look at the ice. The NHL also could find itself being affected, too. And then what happens to March Madness? March Madness is, you know this, all the rollouts of the brackets and people who don't even normally care about college basketball are paying attention. Why? Because they are paying attention to what's happening with their brackets. But if you're not going to work and you're working virtually, you could still do the brackets. So I guess you could, that would be a way to unite people, I suppose. That makes sense that you probably could do it. You could probably do it that way. But it would probably cut back the amount of people that would be in any of these arenas. So, for example, Tennessee, terrible tragedy with the tornadoes, but Tennessee knocked off Kentucky, and that's a big win for them. Kentucky's 24-6, and they're ranked sixth. Tennessee beat them 81-73. Like I said, big, big, big deal. So the NCAA tournament is still on as planned right now. That's what they're saying. So they say they're committed to conducting their championships and events in a safe and responsible way. They're planning to evaluate COVID-19 daily and make those decisions daily on what's going to happen, but that they're going to address it as they move closer to it. But here we are in March. So you have events that are happening pretty quickly. And these tournaments are a big deal. The NCAA generates about $1 billion a year, most of it coming from men's basketball, the tournament, through the media rights fees and the corporate sponsorships and ticket sales and you know, all of that. If you look at the total attendance from last year, for example, over 688,000 people, an average of over 19,000 a game. The Final Four, which was at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, drew 72,000 for the semifinal, 72,000 for the championship game. That's pretty big, I would say. So that would be a lot. That's a big sporting event to go down. That would be a lot of money, and that would be lots of discussion leading up to that as to could they, well, if it's too dangerous, they will have to do it. But it's not what they want to do, because you look at the excitement, like I mentioned, over who's going to get in and what's going to happen and all of that. And I'm right there with you. I've always have been. And this would kind of put, it would dampen, I think, some of the excitement over March Madness. Because think about schools even in your area. Even if you didn't go to the school, you root for the school, right? So like in the Big 12, maybe you root for Baylor. Maybe in the ACC, you root for Duke. I don't know. Maybe in the American, you root for Houston. These are all good schools that should be in. There's some bubble teams, too. The SEC, Kentucky, I mentioned, getting beaten. But Kentucky's a popular team. They should be in. And that would definitely change things a bit. The NFL is, in a sense, lucky, because the NFL would be a nightmare if you have all the build-up to Sunday and all the people in these stadiums, but they've missed that. The only thing you've got is the draft that's going to happen here in the next couple months, but you don't have football for a while. Still, the training camps would open in the summer, and then you'd go into September. And where is the virus by that time? So that would be part of what the discussion certainly would be. Hey, hats off to the Predators and the Titans. Nashville is an incredible city. I mentioned that before. And right away, what are they doing? They're asking, what can they do? The Predators opened the doors of Bridgestone Arena to the people who lost their homes. And you've got, you know, these, the Tennessee Titans offensive lineman, Taylor Luan, and the former linebacker for the Titans, Will Compton, who they're promoting and handing out Nashville Strong T-shirts and then selling them with the money going directly to the families. And I think that's wonderful. I mean, they woke up, they saw it, and they said, what can I do? What can we do? Because, of course, they've got school closings because of the damage by the tornadoes. There's community events that went down. And so instead they're thinking, all right, how do we, beyond extending our sympathies, what else can we do after these tornadoes hit on Monday night and early Tuesday morning? I mean, 48 structures basically collapsed. And then, of course, 25 lives are lost. Windows blown out, power lines down, just nasty. Nashville Electric Company said 47,000 customers didn't have power. And then you still have those missing people. That's also part of it. But right away, the teams and the players that are there, what can we do? How do we jump in? What do you need us to do? What do you need us to do? Hey, by the way, coming up on our next show, a conversation with Chris Klein, who is the president of the LA Galaxy. He used to play soccer. Now he's the president of that club. LA Galaxy has a couple of really well-known players. They expect that they're going to contend. And, you know, who knows what happens with them with the virus. But the MLS opening weekend is a very, very big deal. And you have lots of conversation about where are we with soccer and some of the legends in the soccer game and who's drawing and, you know, whatnot. And, of course, one of the Galaxy players is Javier Hernandez, and who said he was open to returning to the Mexican national team and wants to see more Mexicans move to Europe over the next couple of years to strengthen the team, he says. But he's part of the LA Galaxy. So he left the Sevilla team to join the Galaxy last month, and he's part of a big contingent of players that have all returned to North America, Mexican players that have returned to North America over the last couple of years. So, interesting conversation with Chris Klein on our next show as to how popular it is, what people are saying about the teams and that whole kind of thing. I can remember when MLS, if we were in the Woman Cave talking about this, I can remember when the MLS first started and there was no excitement. None. What's the MLS? Who's playing? Where are the teams? Do you know any of the players? But I think soccer is certainly not as big as in Europe, but it's gotten more attention lately. Odds and Ends, a re-rack of some of what you might have missed earlier, and I'm going to throw in a couple of other things as well. How'd the markets do? You find out next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're bloody well right. Tail end of the show, a couple of things to re-rack for you. One of them, of course, the coronavirus, the 2020 election results. The news is in. Donald Trump clears the board for the Republicans on Super Tuesday. Are you shocked? Of course you're not. There's no competition. Joe Biden scored really, really big, though. The two Democrats, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, were battling for delegates in 14 states. So that's what it was about for the, Dems. Like I mentioned, for Trump, he's unopposed. I mean, there were a few people's names on the ballots, but we could have thrown our names on the ballots. There was nobody of note, I guess. That's the best way to put it. Biden took a lead in the dramatic battle with Sanders for the delegates in Texas, because it's that tight of a race. There's 228 delegates, so that's important. If I looked at the totals now, Biden would be slightly ahead with all of the results in, which they're all not completely 100%, but with all the results in, 30, meaning most of them, 30.7%. That's misleading, huh? 28.9% for Bernie Sanders. So it's interesting, the Super Tuesday. Elizabeth Warren lost Massachusetts, her home state. I don't know how Elizabeth Warren stays in this thing now at this point, but Biden has really mounted an incredible comeback, and I think that's the story when you look at where the numbers are, I guess. And I'm doing that now. I'm even, you can hear in my command center, there was something on in the background, but you know, the virtual tie in Texas is interesting because of how many delegates there are, but a super big night for Joe Biden. And for Elizabeth Warren, a poor performance in her home state reflects a loss of support. And, you know, she only drew in about 1 in 10 women voters in Massachusetts, according to the exit polls. That's significantly fewer than the projected winner, which is Joe Biden, who led with a third of the women, Bernie Sanders, 3 in 10. And that, to me, I don't know, to me that spells the it spells the end of Elizabeth Warren. She could certainly stay in it, but it seems so unlikely, right? Bernie Sanders takes California. Biden takes Maine. Sanders takes Utah. Biden, I mentioned, takes Massachusetts, Minnesota as well. Oklahoma for Biden. Arkansas for Biden. Tennessee for Biden. Colorado went to Sanders. Biden took Alabama, and this is primary stuff, so Republicans voted for Trump. I'm talking about the Democrats. North Carolina went to Biden, and Virginia went to Biden, and Vermont went to Sanders, and, you know, there you go. There was one for Bloomy. American Samoa went to Bloomberg, 49% of the vote. So he can't say he didn't walk away with anything. And in a lot of the races, Bloomberg came in third, and they're spending a ton of money. So I guess that's not a shocker, I suppose. On to what else in odds and ends besides the political numbers for the voting day, for the primaries anyway. We move to the Dow, and the futures actually climbed at 300 points. Super Tuesday, I think, didn't hurt the Dow, let's put it that way. 1.2% is what the 300 points would be. The NASDAQ was up. The S&P was up. What does all this jibber-jabber mean to you? It just means the markets were up. So markets were up. The optimism was high. Maybe it was because of the primaries, because we've seen some wild swings from last week, that's for sure. And earlier in the day, it looked like the Dow was down, but then it jumped back up, and so that's the good news, because, of course, stocks in Asia are fluctuating all over the place on Wednesday in the major indexes in Hong Kong and Shanghai and Japan, a little bit higher, but it's all about the negative news. It's all about the coronavirus and what's going to happen with COVID-19 and who's coming down with what and what are they saying. And that's the other big part of the story, is the fact that, you know, you have more, you know, like the first coronavirus case in North Carolina, but that was linked to the Seattle area nursing home is what they're saying. So that's awful. You have the U.S. Navy self-quarantining ships in Europe due to the coronavirus. You have other people doing the same based on where they were. And hand sanitizer is, there's a run on hand sanitizer and masks because it's like a panic shop. We're going to go get our hand sanitizer and our masks. toilet paper. They're worried about, are we going to run out of toilet paper or what's going to happen there? Schools are being sprayed down depending on where it is. In Washington, sadly, the number of people who have died keeps climbing. And, you know, this is where we're talking about the nursing home and trying to quarantine that because it's like a petri dish. And it's scary for the relatives who are concerned about this life care center and their relatives in Washington's King County that happen to be there. So people are scrambling as they see yet more people have died from in Washington than any other place. So the fear there is the highest with the amount of people that have died from the coronavirus. You know, we kept talking about six people dying and all the others that got sick. But Washington, I'm going to give you the latest because I've got all the statistics. I'm getting text the statistics. So I'm going to do this as we're on the air. Don't you love that? As we're on the air, and this changes because you've got people that are hospitalized and they're not doing well, but nine people is the official number still, so there's still nine at this point. In Washington, that's all they're talking about. They're talking about what you need to do, from the hand washing to how do we, these are severe, you know, cases, what do we do? Should we be tested with this many people that they're finding it, you know, should we be tested anyway? So there are people that are just going in and being tested after the nine popped up. You have 100 confirmed cases of people testing positive for COVID-19, but Washington State is the scariest one for a lot of people because coming from that one area. And here's the deal. Do you have a fever, lower respiratory symptoms, contact with somebody who tested positive for it, and you have that 14 days of symptoms onset, so you might not know that you have it or not? Watch for that fever. Watch what happens there. Stay home if you have mild symptoms. That makes sense. Or you're sick or at a high risk for severe illness. And just, they're just telling people, what are you going to do? You just have to be informed. Pay attention to what is going on and get the best information you can on the COVID-19 in your area. I mean, there was even a New York synagogue, a Westchester man who's in serious condition, and the synagogues and the schools are closed as a precaution because of that, because hundreds of people might have been exposed to this virus in New York, and they've been told to self-quarantine. This 50-year-old man lives in New Rochelle but works as an attorney in Manhattan and is active in the synagogue, and there were 700 people who attend services, so they're saying don't go out. Quarantine yourself. My, oh, my. Pay attention, people. Wash those hands. Use that hand sanitizer. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.